Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us today instead of yesterday is Sheil Kapadia. His call brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Hey, Sheil. Now, normally, Elliot is here, who we normally end up fighting with at 3 o'clock on Friday. So we might have to argue with you just to keep the order of the universe as it normally is.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll do my best. I've spent many an hour around ESP, so I feel like I could do an ESP impression.
Has he, now you know Elliot well, has he ever, he is known to, even to the most, you know, reasonable person, say something that evokes an emotional argument or response. Have you ever gotten into it with Elliot?
I would say no. In fact, I would say we get along very well. I remember we were on the bus together to the Super Bowl, the shuttle, a couple of years ago, and I told him at the end, I said, you're great company, Elliot. So yeah, I can take all his bits and play along. It's fun.
Elliot Shore Parks? The same Elliot?
That's right, yeah.
Wow.
That's the one.
Unbelievable. So before we will get into Sunday's game, but this is the first time we've talked to you in regard to last week's game against the Vikings. This is a two-pronged question about the passing attack. Prong one, how impressed were you with Jalen's portion of the passing attack last week? Prong two, how impressed were you from a coordinator standpoint, from a play design and that sort of stuff, facet of the passing game last week?
Yeah, I thought Hurts was fantastic last week. I just liked everything about the way he played, even some of the things we don't typically see in the past, like when he leaves the pocket. A lot of times he's leaving to scramble in the pass, which is fine. He makes productive plays, but in that game specifically, the way he was just kind of moving laterally to the line of scrimmage, keeping his eyes downfield, and really accurate with the football. So, yeah, I thought it was a terrific game from Jalen Hurts. I think if you're someone who wants to be really optimistic about this team and feel like, hey, no, it hasn't maybe been the perfect 7 weeks, but they have a chance to get to the Super Bowl, I thought that Jalen Hurts' performance was probably reason for that. And then the coordinators, you know, there was some good stuff in there. The under center play action, which I feel like we've talked about weekly for maybe 2 years, 3 years, whatever it is. We say, could they just sprinkle some of this in? And they did sprinkle some of it in that football game. So I like to see that. I want to see more for sure. But I thought it was a step in the right direction.
Yeah, how likely do you think they sort of stay committed to this? We've seen the Eagles sort of make corrections, overcorrect, and you sort of see it in that first game when those corrections are made. But then they go revert back to what they were doing before. So I'm just wondering, do we see a little more of this? Like, if Jalen's uncomfortable with it, I would have to imagine he has to enjoy the success he had from playing under center last week and will want to see a little bit more of it. So what's the likelihood they stick with some of this?
Yeah, I think he was, what, 4-for-4 for 130 yards or something?
Yeah, two touchdowns,
play action, two. So I'm putting the number at 5. Like, I want to see five snaps minimal every week going forward under center play action. This isn't reinventing football. This isn't some crazy. We just saw with our own eyes last week that he can do it. We saw that it can create space in the defense. We saw that it can create uncertainty with the linebackers and safeties. It's just something you kind of have to implement in your offense in 2025. And so I'm not asking them to do it. You know, if I think Eagles fans, if you were watching that game, it felt like the Vikings were doing it on every single snap in that game. So I'm not asking for that. But, yeah, can you just give me a handful, sprinkle it in there, and let him create some plays downfield? Because he can, even if he doesn't like it, he can do it, and it works. So I feel like that was proof of concept last week.
Not to beat this topic over the head, but it is the most interesting one, I think. And you watch, since you do, you know, the Eagles stuff, you do Philly Special, but you do the rest of the league for the Ringer. How much of that do you see across the league with other quarterbacks? And is there a specific kind of quarterback or a specific kind of offense that utilizes it more than others?
Yeah, it's kind of the, you know, the Kyle Shanahan's, the Sean McVay's, their whole deal is we want to not let the defense know whether it's a run or a pass. So everything is tied together, the run game and the pass game. That's kind of their entire system. I mean, if you watch the Los Angeles Rams, Matthew Stafford's using play action at a very high rate, even a team like the Seahawks with Sam Darnold. So a lot of these, a lot of the coaches from that coaching tree feel like this is the biggest thing we can do to help our quarterbacks out. And then you have other teams that say, all right, we're not doing it quite to that extent, but it's still going to be something we mix in. So we know that the Eagles have been among just the lowest teams in the NFL using this kind of thing for years here. And so again, they don't need to be among the top five, but just have it something that you can call on to create some explosive plays.
I actually don't remember how much they did it with Carson.
Yeah, he was an under center guy.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, they didn't do it a ton, but he did it, though.
It just seems that the league, for a while, there was shotgun all over the place everywhere. And then maybe now, because the running game seems more valuable than it's been in a long time, maybe that's why we're seeing more under center. Sheila, let's jump over to defense. Actually, one more question on offense. So there's a possibility that A.J. Brown doesn't play on Sunday. You know, he hasn't practiced all week because of a quote-unquote hamstring injury. They have not looked good previously without A.J. That said, with his limited role in the offense, you know, so far this year, I mean, he's important that he's there. What sort of confidence would you have in the passing game out there with as well as Devontae's played in recent weeks without A.J. out there?
Yeah, it definitely takes the hit. I mean, even last week, you could see at times the defense doing things to take A.J. Brown away with the way they played their safeties that opened up stuff elsewhere on the field. But I'm a big Devontae Smith guy. I mean, I feel like if he were on a different offense that passed the football a lot, we would just be talking about him completely differently on a national level. So, yeah, I think you can funnel targets to Devontae Smith. I think you should funnel targets to Devontae Smith. There's really nothing he can't do. He is a complete wide receiver with the route running, with the intermediate passing game, with the deep passing game. So I am confident in him, and I think in this matchup, you know, the Giants do not have a great secondary, and I know they've got some injuries in their secondary as well. So this is a game where you shouldn't feel it as much as you might another game if A.J. Brown can't play.
Over to the defense. What do you think meant more, the fact that they were able to keep the Vikings to field goals when they were in the red zone, or the fact that the Vikings moved the ball up and down the field, it seemed, pretty regularly?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they did move up and down the field, that's something that feels like it would be more lasting week to week when you're saying concern versus something you can just – you can't count every week on stopping a team 5 out of 6 times in the red zone. Now, I do think Fangio's been pretty good with his red zone scheming in the past, so maybe you can do it a little bit more than others, but you don't want to completely be that kind of bend but don't break type defense. But in that game, it was okay. Certainly you need to improve, especially, you know, you're watching that Vikings game on Thursday night here where they couldn't do anything. It felt like, all right, well, they were moving the football on the Eagles pretty regularly. So, yeah, I would expect Vic Fangio to look at that game a couple weeks ago, see what Jackson Dart did in that game, because Eagles defense got pushed around in that game more so than they have really in 2 years here. So I feel like this is a game where he's got to come up with some wrinkles, some schemes to really put the clamps down on Jackson Dart.
So Before we get your prediction on the Giants, the Giants, they lost in embarrassing fashion on Sunday. They did put up 32 points, and they put up, what, 30 against us? How much? 34? I forget
34.
What it was.
Yep, 34
against us. Without Malik Nabers, you know, how are they scoring points? You see Jackson Dart making plays. Is it just that? How are they putting up 30-plus points?
Their offensive line is a lot better than it has been in previous years when it was just a complete disaster. Specifically, their offensive tackles have been playing well, so they've got that going for them. The run game against the Eagles was excellent, as we remember, so that was another factor. And then, yeah, a lot of it is kind of Jackson Dart going into scramble mode and second reaction plays, whether he's picking up yards with his legs or creating with his legs. So that's how they've done it. I'm still not fully on board that this is something sustainable, that they found their guy, that their offense is going to be good the rest of the year. But those are kind of the factors that have worked for them in the short term.
I was going to ask you about our cornerback situation. That CB2 situation. I don't know what they're going to do out there Sunday, Shield. What's the likelihood? We asked Elliot a minute ago about Jacorian Bennett potentially being, signed to the active roster. What's the likelihood they just roll out there with Kelee Ringo Sunday?
Yeah, I kind of am wondering about this Jacorian Bennett thing because they've given Kelee Ringo a shot, you know, a legit shot, game action, and he hasn't come through. They obviously don't want to play Kelee Ringo unless it's a last resort. They told us that with playing Adoree Jackson until he got injured there. So I would not be surprised if they feel like Jacorian Bennett is healthy, if they said, all right, let's go ahead and give him a shot here because Ringo really hasn't worked out. Now, if that's not the case, then you don't really have any other choice and you play Kelee Ringo. But, yeah, the Bennett thing is something I'm keeping an eye on here over the weekend and before Sunday because they traded for him for a reason, and it wouldn't surprise me if they gave him a shot.
All right, Jack, let's check in on Shields' record.
Well,
what was his pick last week?
It was the old Vikings, 23-20, bringing his yearly record to 1-6.
Damn,
okay, hold
Shield.
On. Now, we got to give the people the context.
No context.
No.
Context this.
Yeah. Context is for Thursdays, Kapadia.
All right. Last week, I did the Eagles fans a favor. My record was so bad the first 6 weeks that I said they need a win. I'm going to pick the Vikings. And you know what? It worked. Now, Spike, what was the clarification? You said if it works, I have to keep doing it. Does
yes.
that mean I have to pick the other team to win or the other team to cover?
You have to pick the other team to win.
Yeah.
I have to do it too. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, Spike's right there with you. Yeah, he's with you, yeah.
So go ahead, make your prediction, Shield. Well,
I hope the people appreciate this. You know, I've been doing this show for 8 years, and I'm giving them something here. No, I do like the Eagles in this game, but for the purposes of this exercise, if the Eagles were to lose this game, I think the factor would be the Giants pass rush getting after the Eagles. I think some of the stuff you mentioned from last week where the Vikings moved the ball. I don't even know how to do this. I feel like I have to give a lie as a prediction. I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. But if I have to pick the Giants,
you do,
then I would pick something like Giants 24, Eagles 23, maybe a fluky turnover, maybe a special teams mistake. So there you go. For the purposes, I don't even know who I am anymore.
Well, here's the good thing. Once this thing backfires, Shield, you can go back to making your regular picks.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I look forward to that. This feels very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it sucked, man. I had to do it all the way through the Washington game last year.
Yeah.
So
that's right, to the Washington game.
Let me out of it because I think I picked them. I think I picked the Saints.
Yeah,
and maybe that's when it started. So all right, Shield. Thank you as always, and we will talk to you next Thursday without context.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week. Take care.
All right, brother.
Man, he is so uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, well, he don't want people in his mentions.
No. And tweet it out, Jack. Tweet out the score. No context. 215-592-9494. A little context for you about your house, right? Everybody's got a water heater. Well, I assume most people have a water heater.
Yeah, I think most people do.
Yeah, and your water heater should be a Bradford White. Now, if it is a Bradford White water heater, what you have there is professional grade superior performance, which to me, for your water heater, means two things. One, reliability. What's it supposed to do? It's supposed to give you hot water when you want it, and Bradford White is the most reliable. Professional grade, I said. Whether it's your home or your business, when you go to get hot water, no matter where it is, faucet, shower, whatever it is, you get it. The other thing that is important to me is that when I replace something in my home, I want it to be there for a long time. I don't want to have to worry about it. Bradford Whitewater Heater is going to last longer than any other one that you're going to buy, whether it's tankless or tank. It's going to deliver the performance you expect and you deserve, built to be the best. So when it's time, when your water heater stops working and you need a new one, remember Bradford White, Bradford White, Bradford White. Ask your plumbing pro about it or go to bradfordwhite.com to learn more and find a pro near you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
How you guys doing today?
Pretty
What's
good,
up, Chuck.
All right, let me say this. Let me first say this to Spike, okay? Spike, I felt you getting heated the other day. You was getting hot.
Well, you called me a loser.
Well, let me finish.
Okay? Here we go.
You were heating up, okay? And when you heat up, you destroy things. So I had to pull my gun first, okay? So I'm going to say this. You know what I mean? I apologize, man. My bad.
All right.
Okay? We're good. Beautiful.
Apology accepted. We are good.
You know what I mean? We've made progress.
We have.
And this is what I'm suggesting. I think Ike and Jack should be the mediators in this situation right here. I've come up with a suggestion. Joel Embiid doesn't exist to me anymore.
That's
when
fair.
I call up
that is
here,
fair.
You know what I mean? I got these young guys I want to focus on. And, you know, I don't care if he scores 40 points. That'd be 40 points from the Invisible Man. He does not own the Sixers to me anymore. That's how I got to set my mind when I'm watching the game. And I don't want to discuss him with you no more, Spike, because he's a stumbling block with our progress. So,
okay.
How does that sound?
How about that? That sounds like maturity to me, brother.
You know what,
Spike?
Chuck? I respect it, and I appreciate it. I don't want to limit you as a caller, but I do agree that Joel Embiid is a road bump in the way to our joining of hands moving forward. So I agree with that. Sounds good to me. Thank you, and I appreciate it.
I appreciate that. Now, Bryce Harper, too, you know what I mean? You know, you got to let me, you know, you got to give a little bit, too. So when I talk about Bryce, you know what I mean, and the love I got for Bryce, you can't rip me up to shreds, you know what I mean? You know, we bet that's
fair.
A little bit of stuff
that's
like
fair.
Too.
All right.
That's fair. If he's right. giving a little, you gotta right, give a little. If he's right, giving a little, you gotta give a little.
Just saying.
You're forcing me. So many things you're right today. Making me say that. I don't think Jalen could be passed first.
You mean that, though. Just say it. I'm with you. Back to back.
I think he's good, but I don't think he can do it.
I need you on that wall. Did you order the code red?
All right. All right. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, listen. I just want to say this, right? You know, about the game on Sunday. It's the unknown that I'm a little bit concerned about. You know, Scatterboo, he don't scare me, man. You know, I hear people being scared of Scatterboo. He's a fat white running back that does not scare me one bit. You look like somebody you took out of.
Imagine the roles reversed.
Yes.
Grumpy Tavern. You know what I mean? And
you know I don't like Devontae. No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chuck.
No, it's just like somebody you took out of tavern and told him to run behind, you know, offensive line. I can't be scared of somebody. It's not like he's Marshall Faulk or Barry Sanders. You know what I mean? He's just a guy. He looked like his coach running. You know what I mean? Out there. You know, so I can't. You know, that guy I'm worrying, but Jackson Dart, he's going to be a good player. You know what I mean? And that guy, you know, I like to know we're going to play Eli Manning. He sucks against the Eagles, and we destroy him every time we play him. You know what I mean? This guy is like an unknown. He's sort of like, you know, Jaden Daniels was last year. He's an unknown, and I don't like the unknown. I'm not comfortable with the unknown. So that's the only thing that concerns me going into Sunday. I don't know what this guy is going to do. And I mean, I'd rather I went up against, you know, Russell Wilson and been good, you know what I mean? But this guy, he's a player, man. You know what I mean? But he don't have nobody he's throwing to.
You know, Chuck, I agree. And I would never say that we should try to hurt somebody. That is not what I'm trying to say. What I would say is, if I were coaching the Eagles defense, with as careless as Jackson Dart is, let's say aggressive, not careless, with as aggressive as he is running the ball, and he is not a big, strong guy, I would make sure if I had the opportunity, I would hit that guy pretty hard. Because he puts himself in harm's way a lot, and I agree with you. He makes plays, but he puts himself out there, and they should legally make sure when they have a chance to hit
clean that clock.
You
got to hit him, man. You got to take advantage of every time you got a chance to hit him and hit him hard. But listen, you know, another thing is, you know, about the Sixers real quick, right? Outside of, you know, our new agreement.
Yep.
You know, thanks a lot, Spike. You know, I can't look at Kelly Oubre the same no more. I heard what
you said. I told you.
I did
it.
You get lost in the eyes.
Yeah, it's just crazy, man. I don't even want to look at the guy no more.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at
him. No, we got to turn away. I'm with you. Yeah.
Because you know I'm right.
You embedded it in our brain, and now we just can't even look at the damn game.
You know what it is? If you didn't think it was true, you would have no trouble. And what happens is you look, and you think of me, and then you're like, whee!
Well, no. Here's the thing. Well, it's not like he's ugly or something, but the fact that you went overboard.
He's striking. He's the best-looking guy I've ever seen.
That's fine. We get it. But but a man's man is not watching basketball games, looking at the men, talking about how striking they look.
Well, he's not
I'm
a man.
I'm just telling you. That's just not how it rolls, Spike. That's why you can't come to the damn cookout.
What?
To dunk the ball or lay it up or something. You talking about how handsome and how cute the guy is.
He said cute.
Yeah, you said cute.
He did.
I did not say cute.
You said cute.
I don't think he's cute. I think he's striking.
God, come on. Yeah, come on, man. Hey, listen. Let me say this, though, right? Derek from Pioli, right?
Yeah.
If you want an autograph, just let me know where to send it.
Oh, wow.
Go Sixers, go Birds.
All right.
Love y'all. Peace. I'm out.
All right, Chuck.
What happened with Derek?
Derek said something about Chuck last time he called.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I don't even remember any of this stuff.
Yeah, well,
we kind of know. Yeah.
Did you coach Chuck up on that one?
On which one?
On the whole damn call.
On the you know, the truce.
We talked.
Yes.
I knew it. Okay. Yes. Well, I appreciate it.
Well, listen, we're trying to... You know, listen, we do the Lord's work behind the scenes.
You don't even understand.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even
you think you're managing all the time. Yes.
We
got to
manage stuff.
Well, I thank you because I think Chuck's a great caller, and I want to be able to have Chuck on the show without threatening me.
Well, let Fritz handle it, though.
Yes, all right.
They all have his number.
All right, thank you, Fritz.
Listen.
Ike's like, we're handling it. I tell him to call Jack.
Exactly. No, Chuck brought this upon himself.
Okay.
Chuck brought it upon himself.
As he does sometimes.
He did say I bleep and sucked as a host. I was thinking about that the other night. Yeah, and we've moved past it. until I bring it up and then remember and then get sad. It's okay.
Maybe we've had, Spike, I'm telling you, we've had the same.
Yes.
I've had the same knockdown, drag out fights with him, man. Yeah. I have, yeah.
He's been banned four times from the show.
Yeah.
He's addicted to getting banned from the show.
Yeah.
But we can't quit Chuck.
Yeah. He's like a crazy ex.
He knows he's coming back.
Yep.
He is like a crazy ex.
He is. He's like, well, I don't want to.
I'm already in trouble.
I know. 215-592-9494. Oh, do we have Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast coming up next?
Oh,
we do.
Let me get myself together.
Also, Mike Lombardi, fraud. More on that coming up, too. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Home alone, it is 13. The real lady was dying. Sorry I didn't see him, but I'm glad we talked. Oh, I'm still alive. Yeah. Oh, I'm still alive. Yeah. Oh, I'm still alive.
It's WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Friday at 3:30 is when the fun begins, and you find out what you're dealing with the weather this weekend. Tornado Shapiro, the world's most accurate forecast. Hello, Tornado.
Hey, fella, I didn't realize we were going to do a 3:30 live Pearl Jam happening.
Yeah,
come on,
buddy.
Get it going. Hey, don't call the bounce back. Put the G-men on notice. We could have BG in the house. Are you ready for some smack talking? Nothing like a nice mouth-watering BG. Music play!
It's the Game Day Forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Sunday, mostly cloudy in the 50s for the Eagles. Return to the link for some home cooking. I remember coming home to Philly one day early to find my ex in bed with another weatherman. Teddy Twister Thomas from the old Channel 48. I called Teddy Twister in the twisting in the sheets with wife number two.
That is horrible. How'd that happen?
It was well, we were all set to play cards at my house. It was me, Ike, Tom Lemine, Terry Ruggles, Hugh Gannon, and Bill Henley.
Okay.
Teddy Twister was a known snake. He's worse than Belarus. He humiliated me in front of my friends. Lemine was livid. He wanted a piece of Twister. Turns out Ike settled this all down, but I was mortified. The whole thing left me in a tropical depression. Clear and cool tonight, low 42. Hey, listen, I hate the Vagiants too, but there was a time when I was hanging around with some of those New York players. One night we're out at Lou Turk's. It was me, Ike, Michael Strahan, Ossie Umanura, Carlos Emmons, Tiki Barber, and Nafis the Barber. All of a sudden, Tom Coughlin comes busting in, yelling something about curfew. Coughlin was hot, but he settled in after a nice little neck massage from Strahan. A sweet old school dancer named Mystique treated us nicely, so Coughlin wasn't the only red ass we had saw that night. Come on. Worst part was Strahan left early with the cashier and he got credited with another sack. Low 44 degrees overnight. The Giants are coming off a choke job last week against Denver. The Eagles have to stop that fat little tank gymnast, Cameron Scataboo.
Nope.
Can't let him come into your house and do backflips in your end zone again. Last time I let someone do backflips in my house was when I met a 45-year-old Mary Lou Retton on a book tour. Come on. Talk about agile but powerful. Ah, yeah. Horizontal bars, floor exercise. She could do it all. And trust me, it was worth the saddle sores. Hello. To this day, I still have the pommel horse in my kitchen. Giddy up. Cool and cloudy this weekend. Yeah, like I always had a little something for those thick gals. Did I ever tell you I dated a traffic gal who looked a lot like Earl Campbell?
No.
Yeah, we called her Pearl Campbell. Big, muscular, punishing type of a girl. She went about 6 foot, 235. Put a hurting on you. She'd crush your head like a grape, friend. One night we were out. It was me, Ike, Pearl, Franco Harris, John Ritchie, John Riggins, Larry Zonka, Larry Ferrari, on our way to Dueling Pianos. Larry and Pearl were both on the organ that night.
Ding, oh. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, God.
Saturday afternoon, mostly cloudy, high 59 for the Flyers, 4% chance of precip if you're outside the building. It'll be warmer inside. Saturday night, clear and cool for the Sixers home opener versus Charlotte. Nice to have Charlotte open up at home for you. Come on.
Okay.
The line there is what? Sixers minus -3.
Now we're giving the weather for indoor sporting events so we can hit punchlines? Is that a control tornado?
It reminds me one night we were at Reno. It was me, Ike, Tim Donaghy, Pete Rose, Bernie Madoff.
All the big gamblers.
Nick the Blade and Otani's interpreter. We all got together. We went to the zoo.
Okay, tell us why you went to the zoo.
We got a tip on a pair of hot giraffes. Hello. You know, you see a pair of giraffes, you split them, and then you double down on the rhino. Come on. Well, I'm excited for the rookie. Time for a VJ bobblehead. All fans get a VJ. Come on.
Okay.
Opening night for Boston for VJ reminds me of the historic rookie debut of a weather gal by the name of Barbara Jean. We called her BJ Hedgehammer. In her first forecast out of the gate, she was absolutely nailed the 7-day, which is unheard of back then. She successfully called the jet stream the warm front and the gully gusher. And that was before Doppler. Doppler? Damn near killed
her. Okay. Just give the forecast for the Eagles game.
Sunday weather, mostly cloudy. I could get up to 60. We need to finally get to the quarterback. I don't care if it's Jackson Dart,
Jackson Brown, LaToya Jackson, or Andrew Jackson. I'll bet you $20 it's a 50-50 shot of precip. You heard it here. Tornado Shapiro. Music, please, on the outro.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's the outro.
Oh, man.
Look, him introducing the fact that now he's a gambler guy, he's given the Sixers line.
Well, we had to figure that, right?
Yeah, well, with all that's happening this week, yeah. But I feel like there's something there with him.
Oh,
man. Maybe he is a degenerate. Maybe he's like you guys. 215.
The weather on the indoor games.
Yeah, yes. He just set himself up. He said, we never asked for weather for the Flyers or Sixers game. What are you even talking about? Okay. 215-592-9494. There's only one Tornado Shapiro, and there's only one pet store for you. That's Dogs and Cats Rule. Now, I say there's only one. There are seven, so you have different options. But the reason I say that it's the only one you need is because they're going to help you lead your pet to a happier, healthier life. Happier? Well, they have all the toys you need. They have, you know, leashes and collars and beds and all that kind of stuff. But the lead dog, George Perenni, has what is going to make you happy, and that is a staff that can answer you questions about your pet's food, about your pet's supplements, and all that stuff. They have the top-of-the-line stuff, but they also have the people who can lead you into the direction of what is right for your pet. As I said, there's seven locations, two in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, five in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. DogsandCatsRule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. So we know if you've done something wrong, Pablo Torre will find it. If you've lied, if you've deceived, Pablo Torre will find it, right? Yep. And he has Pablo Finds Out, which is the podcast that you can listen to and find it. And
is that the name of his podcast?
Pablo Finds Out, yes. Pablo awesome. Torre Finds Out, yeah.
That's awesome.
So you can only imagine my delight this morning when I looked at my podcast feed and there was a new episode that focused on our friend Mike Lombardi.
Uh-oh.
Yes. And the podcast, as I saw, was all about Mike Lombardi and his supposed three Super Bowl rings and his history as an executive. You would remember when Mike Lombardi used to call into the show and we would argue about the Sixers, he would continually remind us that he was a three-time Super Bowl champion and he knew how professional organizations were run and so on and so forth. He would belittle me with that. And then he left our show midway through, even though he continued to do Pat McAfee, when he got the job as a University of North Carolina's general manager of their football team with Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things that Pablo noted in this, and this is public because he is a state employee, it's a state school, Mike Lombardi makes $1.5 million as general manager of the football team, which is 40% higher than any other college general manager in the country.
Oh, yeah?
It is. And it is also the sixth highest paid public official in North Carolina. So one of the things that Mike Lombardi always talked about was...
I would have left us, too.
Yes, I would have left us as well.
Easily.
One of the things Mike Lombardi always talked about was his relationship with Bill Walsh. Mm-hmm. And he noted it in his book. Here is part of the audio version of Mike Lombardi's book.
And the thing about what Mike Lombardi says in Gridiron Genius is that he personally, Lombardi, is distinguished by his direct access to Bill Walsh and the immortals like him.
I could argue that no one has had as much direct access as I've had to the men most responsible for transforming pro football into the game it is today. And I would argue that no one is better suited to highlight and explain the brilliant lessons and revelatory insights of these masters.
And to hear him tell it, I mean, he's Bill Walsh's right-hand man.
Leading up to the 1986 draft, there was an unusual sense of urgency, even for the workaholic like Walsh. That winter, he seemed to always be calling me to fetch film of a prospect or work with the phones in search of more information. My job was to be on call at all times to help him with whatever he needed. That included invitation-only Saturday sessions in which Walsh and the 49ers staff discussed in great detail the players each of them had scouted over the previous week. Through it all, he took notes on his ubiquitous 3x5 cards, leaning my way and whispering instructions whenever he needed supplemental information.
So there you go. So Mike Lombardi said he was very close with Bill Walsh. So Pablo caught up with Bill Walsh's son, Craig Walsh, who helped Bill Walsh write his book in the mid-2000s. Here's what Craig Walsh said about Mike Lombardi's relationship with Bill Walsh.
I talked to someone who actually spent a lot of quality time with Bill Walsh, a guy who wrote a book about leadership with Bill Walsh in 2009. It's titled The Score Takes Care of Itself, My Philosophy of Leadership. I mean, Pablo, this is a good source. He was a marketing executive with the 49ers. Oh, and he was also Bill Walsh's son, Craig Walsh.
In 84, did he come in 84, 83? The Niners had already met with good success. So it wasn't like he was building part of the building blocks that built the dynasty.
What did Craig Walsh have to say about Mike Lombardi?
Craig took it a step farther than Ray Ratto. He was much more clear about the truth of this relationship.
He was just there in a very, very limited role. I don't think he really had any personal contact with Bill Walsh outside of maybe seeing him in the hallway or sitting in the back of a meeting, but he was not telling Bill, here's what we're going to do. We need to move up. We're going to trade with Pittsburgh to get their eighth pick, and then we're going to get this, and we parlay that, and now we're going to get Charles Haley. And I don't buy any of that. He might have been like the gopher chauffeur, pick him up here. In fact, that does ring a bell.
Yeah.
That this was your entryway into it. You get to wear a 49ers shirt, but that's about as far as it goes.
So Mike Lombardi regularly says he has three Super Bowl rings, including this one with the San Francisco 49ers. Craig Walsh had something to say about that as well.
I should point out, though, that this whole thing about, won a Super Bowl with the Niners, it's listed, by the way, one of the three Super Bowls that Mike Lombardi says he won. On all the books he's written another one recently. Same thing is touted. His public bio at North Carolina.
It's like you can't get the guy to stop talking about typewriters, about Bill Walsh, and about how he's a three-time Super Bowl winning executive and strategist. It's over and over and over again. And guess what? Craig Walsh, he wasn't quite sure about that either.
That's a step too far.
Okay.
Did he have a ring? Did he get a ring? No. Only the coaches got rings.
Right.
And maybe the general manager, right? Maybe they felt lucky and gave the personnel guy one, but he wasn't either of that. So he doesn't have a ring whatsoever. He might have got a ball four pendant.
And then
Craig is not, he's not happy with Mike Lombardi.
No, and he also said that his role may have been a little bit smaller. Here's what he said his role was probably.
I'll jump on the wagon a little bit just because I don't like him using, the fact that he was part of the 49er organization and all he did was go get sandwiches, right?
Wow.
All he did was go get sandwiches.
All right. Boy, it sounds like it could be more here with
Craig.
I don't know,
Walsh.
Craig must feel he definitely feel a certain way about Mike Lombardi.
Well, listening the entire thing, it sounds like Craig Walsh is annoyed that Mike Lombardi has built his legacy on his relationship with Bill Walsh.
Right. So, exaggerating the relationship with Bill Walsh.
Correct.
Yeah.
Also, he notes that Al Davis, he worked for the Raiders. One of the quotes from Al Davis about Mike Lombardi was, he got fired from every job he's ever had.
Yeah.
So then the other Super Bowl ring, he says, was in 2016 with the Patriots. Mm-hmm. So Pablo talked to a bunch of people around there, and this was the sense he got about what people thought about Mike Lombardi.
Sorry, so this is the one is about what people are saying about in Chapel Hill.
Oh, in Chapel Hill. I'm sorry.
Yes,
this is Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
The word cloud around Mike Lombardi is staggering. It is a funny thing to just call people up almost at random and say, what do you think about this guy? And the list, Flem, if you want to do a draft of the words that we've heard, this is, again, we're not gilding the lily here, or whatever the opposite of that is. What do you take here on this, draft board?
I'm going for a remora fish.
That's
the,
pretty good.
The parasitic fish that feed off the scraps of sharks.
Desperate.
Conniving.
Third tier.
Oh, that third tier is a good one. And around real football people, a minor leaguer.
Oh, God. Whew. This is on top of, by the way, WRAL, the local news outlet in Chapel Hill, reporting that their sources tell them that Michael Lombardi is, quote, rude, nasty, and also, quote, nobody likes him.
All right, so that's in North Carolina. So then the 2016 Super Bowl is what he claims. He also won, but he was fired from the Patriots 10 months before that Super Bowl happened. So how he got fired was an interesting story as well.
What I am told, with no ambiguity, is that Mike Lombardi is fired by the Patriots because Bob Kraft, the owner of the team, tells Bill Belichick, in a rare instance of him overruling a personnel preference or desire, you got to get rid of him. The backdrop being that there was, quote, basically a mutiny in the building among not just staffers, but players, if he were to remain in the building. And so this is where I just want to give you a partial list of the people who complained about Mike Lombardi and ultimately wanted him gone. This, according to multiple Patriots sources who are directly familiar with what happened. The list includes defensive coordinator Matt Patricia, offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels, director of player personnel Nick Caserio, director of football / head coach administration Berge Najarian, and also director of football research Ernie Adams. That's just some of the mutiny, I am told.
To get him fired. And the last thing that Pablo notes is that they went through the media guide in that year, and the only Lombardi they found in the Super Bowl champion Patriots of that year was Vince Lombardi. Mike Lombardi was not noticed anywhere. They reached out to Mike Lombardi to confirm whether he had a Super Bowl ring or not, and the University of North Carolina said that they did not have any comment.
Ah.
So there we go. Yeah. So Mike Lombardi seems like maybe he has one Super Bowl ring instead of three, a one-time champion, and has perhaps misled everyone about his relationship with Bill Walsh and the entire Patriots organization, including the defensive coordinator, the offensive coordinator, the director of player personnel, got together and went to Bill Belichick and said you had to get him out of the building.
Yeah.
So that is the guy who was telling me about how to run a professional sports organization and how he knew that the culture around the Sixers was bad.
Not that he held it against them.
Yeah, I don't hold anything against him.
Yeah.
Lesson here. Don't say mean things about the Sixers. I mean, that is the main takeaway.
I didn't do this. Pablo did it. I'm just saying, Pablo did. Don't quit the show in the middle of the... But Mike Mayock's better anyway, is what I would say. I'm glad to have Mike Mayock. I just thought it was funny that the entire aura around him that he has built seems to maybe be fraudulent. The other lesson, don't lie.
Well, does it? Yeah, I mean, listen, if he's lied about having a ring, I totally understand that being called on a carpet for that. But was he on these teams? Like, was he an employee when they were winning these titles?
Not the 2016 Patriots.
Okay.
And it seems like he was an employee of the 49ers, but a much lower level employee.
So he certainly is exaggerating his importance.
According to Bill Walsh's son, who said he didn't even think that Bill Walsh would know his name.
Knew who he was, Mike.
Well, good for Mike. Guaranteed 3-year deal over there in North Carolina.
Well, here's the other thing. It's a lesson for Mike. You know, when you are going through this journey of yours through this business, treating people well should be something that's a priority for you, because seems like you've made a lot of enemies along the way.
Well, that is the other thing, is the number of people who are willing to talk within the Patriots about nobody liking him.
Yes.
And around North Carolina, you know, at this point.
You ain't even been there that long, and they already feel that way about you.
Truth be told, I don't even hear anybody saying anything negative about Bill Belichick's doing a bad job at North Carolina, but there's not a lot of leaks about what a bad guy Bill Belichick is. Plenty.
He's loyal to
Mike Lombardi.
Breaking news.
Is this Eagles injury info?
Yeah. So Azeez Ojulari out. Adoree Jackson out. Cam Jurgens out. A.J. Brown out.
Oh, out.
Yes.
Not even questionable
Not
or
even
doubtful.
Even questionable.
Ike, does that change your double-digit win prediction?
Well,
no,
of course
AJ?
It does. More importantly, it changes my fantasy lineup.
Oh, you finally take him out of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, hell.
It was a clean conscience, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what will be a big story? Right. If they go in there and the offense looks great.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean,
yes.
This, you know?
Yes, I do.
It becomes a big story.
Well, and I actually expect that.
I think it's possible.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's possible. One thing that you had brought up is that, hey, if this thing, when we were talking about Josh Allen, mm-hmm. we didn't have to worry about the Stephon Diggs relationship. Yep. It freed him to play a little bit differently.
As the quarterback.
Spread the ball around.
Yeah, you just, now Jalen's just going through his reads, throw the ball where the plays are designed to go. You're not worrying about whether or not somebody's cutting their eyes at you and or shaking their head or something to that nature. I'm telling you, all that stuff has a negative impact on quarterbacks when you do that stuff. So that's I would imagine Jalen, you know, is going to be able to go out there and just play his game. He really is. And so, hell, Smitty, 15 targets Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, you thought he had a big game before.
Yeah, he's getting 15 targets Sunday.
215-592-9494. What's that?
And Goddard.
And Goddard as well.
So who plays there on the outside? Meechie?
Mechie or Dotson?
Dotson. Does Dotson have a catch this year?
He does.
Yeah, remember the deep one?
Yeah.
No, I know.
That's the only one I remember, though. Right? Is the deep one.
Is the deep
Dallas.
One. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
It's the only one I remember.
And another note on the Mike Lombardi stuff, if you want to hear the whole thing, Pablo Torre Finds Out. Pablo Torre Finds Out is the name of the podcast. It is an interesting listen. He was on top of all this, you know, betting stuff months ago as well that is happening in the NBA now. Jaws joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.